Here we go. Shalom Aleichem. We are up to Amir Lakum, knee deep. Amir Lakum, what is the site of Amir Lakum? What is it all about? And what are the different facets? So let's just map it out one more time. We did this in the last 2 minutes of last week, and we're going to just review. Let's map it out. So in every Yisr Amir Lakum, it's misleading because we call it the Yisr Amir Lakum. That's a whole separate sugya, which we haven't even touched upon. That's Simon Shin Zayin predominantly, and that's for sure coming from Mimtzoy Cheftzecha V'dabru Davar. Don't avail your desires, mamtzi your chafatzim, chafetzim, your chafetz, mimtzoy cheftzecha v'dabru davar, and to speak these words, don't do that. That's a special iser, that your Shabbos speech should be different than your weekday speech. So Amir la'akum, the iser Amir la'akum, is on the words you utter are usser. The very words are usser. That's Shlav Aleph. Shlav Beis is then, even if you somehow get past these words, you're not allowed to benefit. You're not allowed to benefit from the result. And Chazal asked for the benefit. That's Shlav Beis. The second rung is, don't benefit from that item. And then there's the Chi of Macha, which again we have to address again. We have to get past. Because otherwise the sugi doesn't start if you have to be Moicha every single time the guy walks in, so then you can never do anything. Okay, now that's Shlav Aleph. Now, Shlav Beis, in our variables that we're weighing, Shlav Beis is, what is he doing for you? There's various malachas that could be done. There's malachas that are asur midaraisa, malachas that are asur midarabanan. And then we weigh each case as per the malacha that he's doing. Okay? The main difference is going to be that we find in Shin Yud Ches, by a Yid, by yourself, there's something called Maisa Shabbos that we aser. We aser and we say you cannot benefit from something that malacha was done to this item, or with this item, or from this item, or, yeah, the result is aser. You're not allowed to benefit from that thing. So now, there's many, it's actually a complicated sugya. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, right? In Shin Yud Ches. Yehuda and Meir, loy lacherim, boy bayoim, or loy la'olam, it would be aser oilamis. Ayin Shin Yud Ches, in the very beginning, the very first sif, Shin Yud Ches, when you learn Bishul, you get stuck in this heavy sugya, and we paskin, that's really aser loy, ulacherim, boy bayoim. It's aser for the person that did the malacha, and for others on Shabbos. So let's say a person goes and cooks something, and there's no one who would be mekel. The Primer Gadol famously says that if there's one shita, even if it's a maram hoogie doogie, that's the question in the Primer Gadol. How far do you take it? If I find maram hoogie doogie that no one found, it was in manuscripts, can I rely on that b'dieved to not aser? The Primer Gadol goes and says if there's one shita that says it's mutter, so you can't go and evoke the knas, and the punishment, so to speak, doesn't apply. So that's always a fun thing to remember when you're handling Maisa Shabbos. You always have to get past that Primer Gadol to make it usher. Generally speaking, if there's one opinion that says it's fine, even if it's Sfardim, even if it's Sfardim, that's also fine, and you're not going to ask to be the evidence. So that's by Yisrael. The question is by a guy. If there's a way to make a mutter with Chazal Geyser, what would be the case? What's going to be the heter? The guy has no Yisurim anyway.
No, and your
what's the case? I ask a guy to do something b'Yisur. So now, where's the matir? Who's the makel on what? That I could ask him? We're going to be makel, meaning we're going to be makel on the gut by Yisrael. Is there anyone who says that Yisrael is allowed to do this? So when I do it, even though we don't pass him like that, I could be Samech on that Favar Finashita, Lagabe myself, not to Aser Maisa Shabbos. By a goy, what? Oh, if there's a makel, if that melacha, there's someone who's going to make a lechur, yeah. Lechur, it should be no different. So now, that's that. So the main difference between whether it's a melacha d'oraisa or melacha d'rabbanan is if it's a melacha d'oraisa and it's done incorrectly, right? Let's do a classic case. You have a guy, you have a fireplace, okay? A fireplace? Let's do incandescent bulb, yeah? You have one of those old school, yeah? The bulbs get really hot. Not fluorescent, not LED. Let's go for the gold. Incandescent. You feel the heat coming out of that bulb. Lekulei alma, according to all opinions, that's a malacha d'oraisa, called mavir. You ignited a fire, period. So if a guy turns on that light, you should not benefit from that light. And if nobody, that's the extent. Because it's a malacha d'oraisa, nobody should. Okay? Whereas, if it's only malacha d'rabbanan, chazal or more mekel, it's only the person who requested, does it become usher too?
Or he did it for...
Or the person who was the recipient of this benefit, only to him it becomes usher, but to everyone else. So if you walk into someone's house, and Shaniqua just turned on... Yeah, names have been changed. To keep everyone's covered in place. She went and she just turned on the incandescent bulb and you weren't there. She just turned on the LED bulb, right? We're making it derabanan, an LED, according to most opinions, barring Chazanish, and anyone who's choshes for the Chazanish, different conversation. It's only going to be a derabanan, and then anyone else who walks in can benefit from that light that was turned on. Okay, that's step number two. Now, in every avenue, there's going to be exceptions. So now, what's the exceptions within Hano? That's what I love for you. Anyone? An exception within Hano that will, what are we looking for? What's the word? Mitigate. That's the word. That's the English word. That will address and take care of the Hano that you receive. So one of them is when it's Tosefes Hana, when it's added Hana. If I'm in a room and there's light, and the light is sufficient, I could do anything I need. I could read, I could see, I can interact, and then they turn on the rest of the lights. So
what about sunlight?
Legabe, your usages, it's seemingly the same. Even though it feels better and it's more healthy and
I'm saying during the
hormones,
day you can see anyways.
Yeah.
And the guy turns on the light, then it would be okay?
Yeah.
That's considered
of course, of course. Of course. Of course. So, that's one. That's not a hana. That's not a clear benefit that you're benefiting. That would be one exception, thereby taking care of hana. Now, don't worry. We still have to check the other box. The Amira.
Are you allowed to tell them?
Are you allowed to tell them? So very good. Oh, there's a light on. So you can't get Shaniqua and ask her to do it straight because you still have an issue of how am I allowed to verbalize it. Fine. So we have to check each box. Those are the two main boxes, the two main avenues that you always have to cross and you always have to check when you're doing an Amir Lakum request. Fine. That's one. Another one is when it's negative, when it's a passive hana, right? If anyone recalls, there's always a difference between turning on a light and turning off a light. There's a precedent in halacha. It's a real thing because turning on a light, you are the recipient of the light. Turning off a light, you have removed the nuisance of light. For your intents and purposes, I need no light. So, you cannot give someone darkness. Darkness is the absence of light. That's a Shailam Sachem.
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Shailam Sachem is a different creation. Fine. Darkness. Yeah. Darkness is the absence of light. So you didn't benefit them. You gave them nothing. That is a savior. So that's why turning off lights, if you get around the verbalization, which there are ways. So then you can ask someone to turn off lights much quicker than you can ask them to turn on a light.
Or if they turn it off directly for you, then you don't have to leave.
Yeah, go.
So the cold is the absence of heat, right?
Depends which season.
Cold is the absence of heat.
Not in the summer.
Not yet, in the summer. So we're gonna get there in Sif Hey. We're gonna get there. We're gonna get there.
Turning off the heat.
Turning off the heat.
It's the winter. I turn on the heat too hot. I want to be cold now. It's too hot in the house. Turn off the heat.
Right. So, what are you receiving? Okay. You're receiving a bearable atmosphere. What have you received? Okay. We could say that. You could say that by the same question would apply, which is machlekas, which we're going to get to. Let's say the AC is on 72. You want to turn it down to 70. Just a drop too hot. I want it to be a little cooler. I have AC.
So is that Tosefes?
Is that Tosefes? Or is that a new creation? A house at 70 degrees is just a whole different house than 72. 72, you're sweating, and 70 degrees, it's comfortable. So that's the problem. That's why I'm getting a little hesitant, because Rav Moshe's machmir on the AC, so we're going to have to revisit this. Rav Moshe's machmir says the lowering the temperature and adding AC is considered a hana. That's the problem. So I don't want to say with confidence it's not a problem whatsoever, because then someone's going to come back to me with Rav Moshe and be like, he says otherwise. I'm going to go me versus Rav Moshe. I'm going to go with Rav Moshe. So, yeah. So you're receiving the heat. You're receiving the heat. I'd be very hesitant, because you are
not cooking. It's fully cooked, you assume.
Right, and we have to get through Bishul, Shehiyah, Chazara, all those. And we're going to get stuck with Bishul Akum. It's getting cooked anyway.
He's saying it's cooked.
Huh?
It's already on.
Oh, he's just raising it.
Yeah, it's already
okay.
On.
Okay. Fine. We're good. Fine. That's another one. We're going to get to all these cases. Go.
What if they turn it on to annoy you? You want to leave the room and they turn on the light. Their intention.
Interesting.
Lam the sugar.
Interesting, yeah. He's a lahachis, just to spite you. So is that a hana, when you don't want it on?
No, he's saying you do benefit him, but the purpose he's doing it is not to help you. He's glad that helps you, but the purpose he's doing it is to make it usher to you so you have to leave. That's what he's saying. It's a real long shugai. He knows you want light, but he also wants you out. So therefore he...
Interesting. Okay, I don't have an answer. I'll get back to you. Please never. Here we go. So, Nachashayla, a few more avenues just to keep in mind is that there's a whole case in the Gemara. It's the Gemara about lighting for himself, lighting for the Jew. Who did he light? Who did he light it for? Is it a majority of Jews? A majority of guys? Goyim? So, when it's adaita d'nafshei, purely adaita d'nafshei? So, this is where in the exact wording, how you want to formulate it, there are differences. There are nuances. Meaning, is that a hana that doesn't need to be usser, or is that not considered a hana? Again, there's no very minimal practical application, right, between those two tzadim. But shemakadashi shal tonai, what's the pshat? So then, what's the understanding? How does that work? Is it so? That's definitely a heter. When it's purely adait nafshei, so that's going to be a savior because he's not doing it for the yid. We're about to get to what's the pshat. Why we have to make this usher? Give me a second. But if there's a disconnect, the whole pshat is because there's a connection and there's that relationship being formed of, hey, this is amazing. I could totally get anything I need done on Shabbos through a guy. That's a problem. So when he did it for himself, by himself, then that's gonna take out the Jew out of the equation, therefore making him mutter. Now one more is right. This is already another point, just keep in mind, and then we'll move on to what's the pshat. If there's a hana that I can get either way, and with the greatest of ease, I have access to that result,
even in a different method.
Let's say the same method. And he does it
with your hand or with a sponge.
Yeah, I can get the same result. Cold water, soap, and my hand, and I will have a sparkling clean I have a sparkling clean plate. He could take hot water and a sponge. Now, you can't tell him to do it for sure, right? What is that? It's melacha d'oraisa. It's chita midoraisa, right?
And
bishul. Maybe grama. Maybe it's only d'rabana. Fine, because...
Yeah.
Then, if I can get the same result, is that going to be a problem? Okay, so we're going to have to go case by case when we get there. These are all exceptions within the umbrella. This is an introductory shir. In Hana, these were all exceptions of the Hana Avenue, saying it's not going to be a Hana because I have either effectively removed myself or I removed the Hana. That's the two ways.
A guy turns on a light because, like, you're reading. He's like, you want to turn on the top of the reading.
Yeah.
So you close the book, and you want to go to sleep in that room. Is that fine to go to sleep in that room? Because the light's on. The light's annoying.
So it's, yeah, there's no problem to go to sleep.
Okay.
It would be legabi the reading. You shouldn't be nana from the reading. Fine. Now, what's the pshat? And with this, we'll probably close. Why is there this isser in place? Bichlal. So, there's two main shitas that they're going to run through everywhere. This sugya, Hana, I have to admit, the only people who get to hear this peida are you. So you don't have to pass it on. The Isra Hana spans much more than this booklet. This is really a disservice. Because Simen Shin Chaf Hei is filled with the Hana. It's really what you do if the Hana was done. Here we're just assuming the Hana is Aser, and then we have to get through, what if he brought it? What if he did this? What's going to happen? That's Simen Shin Chaf Hei. Then it comes up in Hilchas Yantif also. What if he did it? That's the Gemara in Beah. And Simen Tuf Kuf. Chaf. Tesvav. Thank you. Tuf Kuf Tesvav. 5:15. Simen 5:15. That also, there's a whole sugya based on that Gemara in Beah that we've seen as to how we paskin. Now. What are the two opinions why it's Aser? Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokes. Tosfos has his opinion here in Kuf Chaf Beis. He says it again in Beah on Chaf Dalet. Rashi says his opinion on Beah on Chaf Dalet. And he says as follows. Rashi goes and says, Shalai Yahana Mimaisa. We don't want you to benefit from his actions. Period. We don't want... What? You're being nana from the outcome of his malacha. From the result of his malacha.
It's not considered a malacha if a guy does it. That's a special.
His malacha is my skull.
Yeah, so it's my perspective klape his actions. Yeah.
You didn't.
Yeah, so... When we get to Amira, some say that Amira is an Isser Shlichus. You're being Mamanahim Shliach. There's no Shlichus by a guy. We paskin that there's Shlichus Lechumra by Amir Lakum. Okay, that's what you get out of that one. Good question, and the answer I hope is also good, but that's the answer. What? What's the right
answer? If there's Shlichus, no.
Then that's a gila that the issue is there. So the Levush actually says in the beginning of Reish Ayin Vav, Asmuchu Akra. He brings a pasuk. He says it's a smach. Amir Lakum is a smach. No. Check out the Levush. One of them has a tseire. It's mashma malocha anasasai de'achirim. What's the tseire? See the Levush in the beginning. I apologize. I didn't plan on mentioning it. See the Levush in Sif Aleph. He says asmuchu akra, which again, asmuchu akra. How are you magdi that? What does that mean? So, the predominant approach is that Amir La'akum is an Isser Midrabbana. Okay? That's how we're going to get to Shavuos to Shavuos, right? But it's only when they're doing, Shos to Shos is when the guy is doing a Melacha Derabana. Yeah? Fine. So now, Rashi goes and says the Isser is because Shulayahanami Maisav, we don't want you to go and benefit from his malacha. Tosis goes and says, we're fearful you're gonna come to ask him next time. And what? And if you ask him next time, what's gonna happen? A guy goes and asks you to do something. You go and ask a guy to do something, says Tosis, we make it us, so you're not allowed to benefit from what the guy did for you. Why? Because you're gonna come to ask him next time.
And be over on your lack.
And then if you do it next, what's our fear? So the Rambam goes and says it's Zilzal Shabbos, right? The Rambam goes and says that Shabbos will just be hefker. Because if you know any potential issue that arises, I just get my local guy or my live-in guy and just get it done. So Shabbos has effectively been nispatel. Therefore, we don't want you to come and ask others. Okay? Now there are nafkaminas, right? There are nafkaminas. Let's say there's no fear, right? And each reasoning, is it because of the malacha? Is it because of the fear that you might come to ask him? Let's say we take care that you won't never see him again. Is there still going to be an isser? Or in each one... What?
Ask any guy.
Ah, okay, fine. There are countless nafkaminas. What are the nafkaminas in Rashi and Tosis? What's the nafkamina between Rashi and Tosis? Rashi says the issue is Shleihana mi maisa. I don't recall the nafkaminas. So the shaila is,
why does Lefi Rashi, why does it date to the nafshehel?
That's one kasha they ask. Well, Lefi Rashi, why does it date to the nafshehel? A date to the nafsheh is the disconnect in the relationship, right? According to Tosfos, it's very clear. Our fear is that relationship being formed between the yid and the guy. The relationship is formed by asking him. Chazal therefore step in and say, we don't want this relationship to blossom. We're going to aser. You're not allowed to ask him. You're not allowed to benefit from him. And that's where the Isra Amir Lakum comes into play.
Before that, the Isra is the malacha in itself. They don't need anything for you.
Again?
If the Isra is the malacha in itself, then what is it for you or for himself?
Well, Adai Tidin Afshay.
It is.
Yeah. If he deliberately did it, if you didn't say a word, he walked in, he sees you and says, oh, in honor of cats.
But he does it for himself.
And you?
If the malacha,
according to Rashi, that would be an afkamina also.
Right. That was my question.
And that's Nafshe. Yeah. So, how do we paskin? Like Rashi or Tosis?
Rashi, explain
that.
Well, the way we explain that, it seems like Tosis.
So this is just for fun. This is just for fun. I remember when I learned Amir Lakum, so Rabbi Kallis, he just like psyched everyone out. You try to figure it out. There's so many steerers. It doesn't even work. So we're machmir like both. Yeah? And that's actually the way we paskin. We're machmir for both timing. If you're going to find a scenario where Tosis should be mekel and Rashi should be machmir, Rashi should be mekel, Tosis should be machmir, we're machmir for both reasons of both Rashi and Tosis. Fair. Now is where it gets fun. How does the Mishnah Berurah paskin? So I just started jotting down. I had written down over here. If anyone wants these Mayim Akrimis, feel free. In Simon Shin Chav Hei, again, that's where the other place, Amir Lakum, comes up. He paskins both Rashi and Tosis. L'chumra. In Simon Shin Zayin by the Amira, he says, don't say anything because you might come to ask him to do more. That's Tosis. By Simon Shin Chav Hei, later on, he says, we don't want you to be nana from any malacha that he does. That's Rashi. Okay? And Simon Reish Nun Beis, Sivkot and Chavtes, he quotes Rashi. And Simon Reish Ayin Vav, in our Simon, he goes and he writes. And Simon Reish Ayin Vav, in the very beginning, he says, Usser, what's the case? Ner Shehidlik is, Ein Yehudi Shehidlik Saner B'Shel Yisrael, Usser. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Usser, why is it Usser? If a guy lights a fire for you, why is it Usser? Dim Yehe Mutter Lehanois Yoimer Loy Lahadlik. Who does he quote? the Rashba. Why the Rashba?
Oh, right.
That's the kasha. Why the Rashba? The Shaar HaTzion says the Rashba. Why didn't he quote Tosis? But one thing's for sure, there's countless, just straight stiras, and the answer is lahalacha or machmir for both reasons. And this was the introduction. To be continued, we're going to get through every scenario of what hana is going to be usur and when there are exceptions.
If I accept chance.